May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Good morning. Last Sunday in this service, we sang Away in a Manger and Angels We Have Heard on High, and we remembered Jesus as a baby in Bethlehem. Today we have fast-forwarded to Jesus as an adult, and we celebrate his baptism and the beginning of his ministry. We have begun the season of Epiphany, a time in our church calendar which proclaims the manifestation of Jesus to the world. It is particularly fitting that we begin this season with baptism, a sacrament and an experience that most of us share in common with our Lord. So what image comes to mind when you think about baptism? Perhaps you think about how baptism is often portrayed in the movies. Do you remember the scene from O Brother, Where Art Thou? Three escaped convicts are traveling through the woods when they come upon a large group of people in white robes going down to the river to pray. And I promise I won't sing. After initial hesitation, Delmar bounds into the water, breaks in line, and is immersed in the river by the preacher. Pete says, "Well, I'll be." Delmar's been saved. Delmar comes back beaming. "Well, that's it, boys. I've been redeemed. The preacher's done washed away all my sins and transgressions. It's the straight and narrow from here on out, and heaven everlasting's my reward." The preacher says, "All my sins is washed away, including that Piggly Wiggly I knocked over in Yazoo." Everett, played by George Clooney, says, "I thought you said you was innocent of that." Delmar responds, "Well, I was lying." The preacher says, "That sin's been washed away too. Neither God nor man's got nothing on me now. Come on in, boys, the water is fine." Now, most of us have not experienced such a dramatic baptism. In fact, the truth is that many of us here, maybe most of us, don't remember our baptism because we received the sacrament as children or as an infant. We may remember more about our own children's baptism, but if you're like me, as a young parent at the time that your child was baptized, you were probably thinking less about theology and more about whether your baby was going to scream or sleep through the ceremony. And we have two children. We experienced both of those options. So what exactly is baptism, and what meaning does it carry for us? Our catechism tells us that baptism is one of our major sacraments, and that a sacrament is an outward and visible sign of an inward and spiritual grace given by Christ as sure and certain means by which we receive that grace. The outward and visible sign for baptism is water. In Episcopal churches, you will usually see the baptismal font at the, what we would say is the back door, at the entrance of the sanctuary, as a reminder that baptism is our initiation into Christian community. So what does the water of baptism do for us? Like Delmar, we come to baptism to repent our sins and to renounce our sinful desires, turning to Jesus Christ and accepting him as Savior. However, we also acknowledge our humanity. We promise to repent and return to the Lord when, not if, we again fall into sin. After all, if baptism were only about repentance, we would probably need to get baptized every time we come to church. But wait, there's more. If you look at holy baptism at our service in the prayer book on page 304, you will read what is titled the baptismal covenant. And the word covenant is important because it refers to a mutual agreement between two parties. In baptism, we promise to persevere in resisting evil and to repent when we fall into sin. but we're also taking vows to, and I'm quoting, to continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in the prayers, to proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ, to seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving our neighbors as ourselves, to strive for justice and peace among all people. We make these promises for our own lives, or if on behalf of our children, to see that they are raised according to these promises. So if a covenant is an agreement between two parties, what is God's part in this? In Mark's gospel, when Jesus is baptized by John, as he is coming up out of the water, he sees the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove upon him. In one of the other Gospels, God says, "This is my Son, the Beloved." But in Mark, the voice from heaven says, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you, I am well pleased." Affirmation, acceptance, and blessing. And so it is for us. When we are baptized, we are lovingly adopted by God into God's family, which we call the church, and given God's own life to share, and reminded that nothing can separate us from God's love in Christ. In baptism, we find affirmation and acceptance into God's family. The culture, our worldly culture around us, tries to teach us to value cheap and easy affirmation. How many friends do I have on Facebook? And how many likes did I get when I posted my last status update? But baptism reminds us that wherever we go and whatever we may do or have done to us, God continues to love us, accept us, and hold on to us. In today's colic, the prayer was that all of us who are baptized in the name of Jesus may keep the covenant we have made and boldly confess him as Lord and Savior. Please join with me on page 304 in the prayer book as we renew our baptismal covenant. Why don't we stand? Do you believe in God the Father? I believe in God the Father, the mighty creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God? I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit? I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in the prayers? I will, with God's help. Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord? I will, with God's help. Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ? I will, with God's help. Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself? I will, with God's help. Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being? I will, with God's help. Amen. Please be seated.